Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
If you are just joining us, we did 2 hours of Tiger Talk to open the show. And it got to the point where it's so depressing what's happening. We could do nothing but laugh. It's unbelievable what has been just piddled away here in the last month. And it feels like there is no hope. Even though it, like, mathematically and beginning of the season, hey, it's going to come down to this. Like, they have created the scenario where the thing that would have excited us all at the beginning of the year, being tied with five games to go, awesome playoff style baseball, how much fun. They've created a scenario where it's not awesome, it's not fun, and there's no hope, which feels virtually impossible. So we've shifted gears and actually are talking some Lions here, which is way more fun. And of course, coming off the Monday night win, and Dan Campbell was on the morning show. All right, so you heard what he had to say about the defensive game plan really worked. What about the difference in the O-line between game one and game three? It is remarkable what has happened in just a couple weeks.
Yeah. Yeah, they got their stuff together. They figured out the communication issues, and you can say it's more than just playing at home, where the crowd is really quiet when the offense is on the field.
Yep.
Because the Monday night atmosphere in Baltimore was raucous, but they figured it out. And these guys are playing at a whole different level.
It was one thing to see Penei Sewell struggle in week one because we knew he was capable of being better than that, right?
Well, he's one of the best tackles in football.
Exactly. Yeah. And yet the real concern was clearly guard, center, guard. Mahogany, Glasgow, Ratledge. And, you know, questions about Glasgow. Is he too old? Questions about the two kids. Are they any good? Man, I mean, 10 yards a clip at the end of that game, running right behind the interior of the offensive line. It's almost unfathomable what it looked like between game one and game three. Here's what Dan Campbell had to say about it. So he said something in there that I find fascinating. You call the game to help those guys too. So in the sport of football, there is an immense amount of scrutiny on play calling, right? When he says you call the game to help those guys too, meaning the young guards, I'm assuming that means we've got some blocking schemes that they've excelled at. And so we're going to try to call those plays early. So we're sitting here watching a game and we see a certain run. And we don't realize that we just see a run play. We don't realize that run play is called because Mahogany and Ratledge can handle it. And or Mahogany and Ratledge have proven they can do this. And so a game plan or a play call is centered around that, which, I mean, I guess isn't like earth-shattering analysis here. But whenever I hear that, I want to know which plays. Right. Let's go back. Take us back to, you know, third series, play one, first and 10. We called this play to specifically help Mahogany and Ratledge, stuff like that. Like I'm always fascinated. Okay, what does that look like on game day? Show us the plays and show us why. You know what I mean?
Is it just playing to their strengths? Is it giving them help too? By hey, you know, you're gonna have. It's not just you that's going towards this hole. It's also the tackle's gonna join you, or the tight end's gonna join you, or hey, watch what happens here with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Got lots of ways to get help in the blocking, and the Lions exploit all of it. I was so pleased in watching replays of what happened on Monday night with specifically with Tate Ratledge. I think he has grown by leaps and bounds, and it's a very, very savvy addition to this team. I think I'm ready to proclaim it. I think Tate Ratledge is going to be a stud.
Kang, we just asked the audience yesterday, what's the most important thing moving forward you took from that Ravens game? And I said it's guard, center, guard. Would you have won the top set, or is that your? Would you agree?
No, it's hard to top that because we know how this team is run, and it's run through protecting Jared Goff. If you protect Jared Goff, anything is possible with the offense. You see what he does with time, precision, no sacks taken, right? I don't know, few pressures versus the Ravens, and he's able to pick them apart. And then you add to the fact that these guys, you know, run blocking, of course, because guard, center, guard, then they can take over any game, that offense, whether it's a long drive, an explosive play with JMO. When you protect Goff, anything's possible with this team. So I don't think you could top that, honestly.
And he told us yesterday, again, super clean pocket. I mean, what quarterback doesn't love that?
Nope.
All right, the fourth down calls get so much attention to the point where... did you see the Twitter poll I sent out during the game?
I did not.
It was fourth and goal, fourth and one from the three. It was when they ran St. Gibbs.
Yeah.
The handoff pitch. I tweeted out the following Twitter poll. Will Dan Campbell go for it on fourth and one here? Your two choices were yes and also yes. Those are your two choices. Yes won at 75%. Also yes got 25%. We know what he's going to go for. This is in his DNA. The Monday Night Football crew knew he was going to go for it. The Ravens knew he was going to go for it. Everybody knows Dan Campbell is going to go for it in situations where if the question is, are they going to go for it here? The answer is almost always yes. When it's fourth and 17 from your own 10, he's not going to go for it. But if it feels like there's strategic advantage to be gained by going for it, he almost always takes advantage of it. So what goes into those decisions and his confidence? Here's what Dan Campbell said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search The Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.
So, again, this is one of those ones where I want to know, like, what?
Right.
You know, so when he says Goff, there's things, a number of things he does that people don't even know about. That's where I want to, and look, I'm not mad at the morning show. They have a limited amount of time. I don't want to come across as criticizing them because you can't ask everything you want to ask when you got them for, you know, 10 minutes. But one of my questions would be, like what? Give us an example of something Goff did, because so much of this is pre-snap. You know, sometimes a quarterback has a running back, they're in a shotgun, they have a running back off their left hip, and that running back just shifts over to the right. Yep. Sometimes that dictates the whole play. What does the defense do when the running back goes from left to right? And I've seen long, I can give long examples of stuff that I know about.
Yeah, it's I think a lot of it's coverages and okay, hey, look, I think pressure is going to come from the left side. Get on my left side and then watch and see if the defense adjusts, and then you're going to have to adjust again.
One of my favorite examples of this came when I heard a story about J.J. McCarthy moving Blake Corum from his right hip to his left hip, and it made an Ohio State linebacker take one step to their right to when that shift was made. And J.J. immediately knew that opened up Colston Loveland on a quick down and out on a 4th-and-1 in the game back in Ann Arbor 2 years ago. There are all kinds of little things like that pre-snap that I'd love to know why he said that about Goff, because it probably with Goff, like when Goff got held, or I'm sorry, when Amon-Ra got held on that 4th-and-1, that changes the whole timing of that route, right?
Yeah, and he still threw it.
And he still threw it, and it was still perfect. A perfect throw. Does Goff see the hold and go, okay, I need an extra beat for this to develop because he just got hung up at the line of scrimmage, didn't get a clean, didn't get off the line clean, and change the trajectory of a throw or something. Like, all those little subtleties is fun to hear about. And Dan Campbell implied that there's a lot of it going on. All right, so the hot button issue yesterday was Terrion Arnold. Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. All right, so one more from Dan Campbell, and this was a hot button issue yesterday. It was all about, it's about Terrion Arnold. And his answer was interesting. Where is Terrion Arnold in his development? Here's what Dan Campbell said this morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Mike Valeni. Did you know the Valeni Show with Rico is not just a radio show, it's also a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search the Valeni Show with Rico, hit the follow button to get every minute of this show your way and on your time.